up as some discussion or a motion or a discussion.
Before we start the discussion, I'd like to, I'm assuming that Sandy gets this form here.
From the resolution? Sure. Can we pass it around to Sandy for the record? And Mary Lynn, were you ready?
I have a question. If we still have to do the social media and the reference research, what motion is there to entertain? Will we have to wait for that information?
I think we could make a conditional appointment, if that would be one thing, or we could decide we want to interview external candidates. If we decided we wanted to interview external candidates, we would save Ms. Mosier a lot of work right now. If we decided we wanted to make a conditional appointment, then if HR came back with a green light, that would then go to City Council. Those are guesses, but I see nodding in positive direction.
And if I had a thought, I would put my vote in for hiring or for interviewing external candidates as well.
Well, I'll make a motion that we hire Kirby as our executive director, pending the reference to social media check.
So that's the motion for a second. Let's discuss that. So the motion is to conditionally offer the position to Kirby pending the return of her reference check.
Reference
and social media check.
Yeah, then why did we even go through this exercise? We could have just done that straight away.
I'm sorry?
Why did we even go through this exercise? Then we could have just done that straight away.
Well, we had the interview. We're in the discussion period last week.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my answer. We had the interview.
Yeah, if that was the case, we could have spared this and just gone straight to offering a conditional.
I think now is the time to discuss what we want to do with our motion.
And I would suggest that we interview external candidates. I don't think that we have full time to ask Kirby all the questions that need to be asked or that people want to know. And it's the commission that makes the decision. So I think that people should have an opportunity to ask any questions when they want to.
I think if there's a concern about asking more questions, we can always bring it back in.
Ma'am?
Mm-hmm.
I read our Robert's Rules things from last time, so I'm trying to say everything I have to say in one time. I agree with both Amani and Eric, just as to I didn't feel like everything was sort of fully fleshed out in the way I would have liked, but I did get a lot of responses, and I saw and this is why I wanted to reflect a little bit, but I saw the passion and the skills that I think are necessary for this job, and that gives me a lot of confidence in Kirby. I've also, I'm in my fifth year, I think, on this commission now, and I have had the opportunity to work with Kirby directly a lot, and I've had the opportunity to see her succeed in things and occasionally to fail and learn in things, and so I have a lot of confidence in her. I don't love that I didn't feel like today's interview was totally complete. I believe that she didn't have access to the questions ahead of time. And because I could tell some of the answers were not sort of fully fleshed out the way that I would have liked, were not maybe as reflective as I would have liked. But overall, I think that she has the skills, I think she has the passion, and returning back to the first comment I made at the first nominating committee meeting, if I were interviewing external candidates, I don't know how I would essentially just take her resume and say, get as close as you can to this. And I feel like that's how I would advertise the job. And so I'm just not convinced that there is going to be a lot of fruit in that, in an external search. I know that's not a very helpful comment that I'm giving, but I'm just sort of giving my thoughts. I do think that she's ready for the job. I have over the last 5 years worked with her a lot, and I've seen her succeed and fail, and I've seen her fail and lesser over those 5 years. So I do have faith in her. I think she can do the job. I would not see myself voting against Mary Bland's motion, and I think that is what it is.
And just in response, I don't want anybody to think that I think that Kirby's incapable. She's not incapable. She's quite qualified for the job. It's really about the process that's being used. We had members of the community come to this meeting last time
not the one or two that we normally have, but three, and one who I believe can get people kind of mobilized. But they were very clear, three different people, and they all have different agendas, about this process not being fair. And so my concern comes from the community feeling like the process is not fair. And I think for us to just say, okay, well, you know, I'm not going to fight it, I'm not going to make a big stink about it, or I'm going to okay this, I don't think that that's okay. I think that there's a lot of that that goes on in this community, that we kind of rubber stamp things, and we may have a little discussion about it, but we kind of get things through as well on some things that we should. But I think on something like this, for the a department that's very important to this community and to the city, I think it's a problem that this office does not look like our community. And it's, the city has a, they can decide what diversity is about. It's not about individuals and their thoughts about diversity. The city decides what diversity is. We have a problem with transparency in the city of Jacksonville. This, as some of our constituents said last month, does not look very transparent. I don't feel like it's very transparent. I feel like, and this is not about Carla. Carla's been here, she's been doing this work for 24 years. It's not about you, Carla. It's about, and it's not about disrespecting your legacy or not even invaluing the thoughts that you have, because I think your thoughts are important. And I think you've done a bang-up job with this. But I do think that we need more. We need to listen more to what the community is saying. And I think that we need to have a thorough process. So this office, the one office that is champion of ethics, doesn't look like they're doing something unethical. And you all may say, oh no, we're going right by the book, but it doesn't feel like we're going by the book. So those are my thoughts.
I will resist the urge to speak more than once and just say that I strongly disagree that we rubber stamp anything. This is like a part-time job and has been for me over the past 3 years.
Let me clarify, because I think people are not careful with their words sometimes, and I don't want to be accused of that. I think that we could have a lot of discussions in this commission, more than we do. And whether it's for the sake of time, or whether it's for ease, or whatever the reason is, I think that some things can be more fully fleshed out. So I don't think that we sit here and say, okay, yes, yes, yes. I don't think that happens. But I think that we need to be ultra careful on an issue dealing with the staffing of this department that the community thinks is an issue and that commission members feel are an issue. And again, I reiterate the fact that I think Kirby's been doing a great job as deputy director. I do have some more questions for her, because I don't think all the questions have been asked, particularly for an internal candidate. And you know, maybe it's as easy as bringing her back in and asking more questions. But I think when you're limited to 12 or so, 13 questions, 14 questions, and one plus two more for me, because I took an extra question even though I didn't get an answer. You know, I think that those are things that shouldn't just be okay. I think that we, if people have concerns, they need to address those concerns. That's what we're here for. Right? It's not here to hurry up and make a motion and second the motion. Right? I think that we need to discuss these things. I think that it's too bad that the members of the community aren't here today. Right? Because I think they had some very valuable things to say last month. And I think we shouldn't sweep them under the carpet. And yes, maybe my questions were a little pointed, but I think some of the questions should be pointed. That's my
saying. I don't think there's anything wrong with asking pointed questions, but I did understand before, as Ms. Boykin had said, that we would continue to go around as long as we had questions. That had been my understanding initially when we discussed at the beginning of the session. I think it's a good idea to have a full and complete round of questions for any candidate. It's never a bad idea to ask more questions, because you could have, if it's a good candidate, you get a better sense of who they are. If it's a bad candidate, they have a chance to I do, however, believe strongly, as I said this at the last meeting, I think, that when you're dealing with an office like this, if we were to face another crisis, like, say, the problem that occurred with JEA, which I don't know the details of how this office dealt with it, I just know what I read in the paper, and it was a mess. And that's part of what motivated me to want to be part of this commission, is when I read about that. When you're facing a potential problem like that in the future, if you do a hire and you open it up, it's going to be, first of all, it's a very long involved process. It takes months. There's a lot of interviewing. And I tend to agree with Mr. Rogan. I think that we're not likely to find a better qualified candidate. And we're certainly not going to find a candidate who has the same kind of experience working in the office who can literally hit the ground running. And I've seen this happen in academia many, many times. We always do national searches for just about every position. And for some positions, it can be extremely fruitful. For others, less so. And I'm not convinced that, and this is going to potentially sound bad, but I'm not convinced that the three members of the community that we heard from necessarily represent the entire community. I mean, I think they were there, they were present, they showed up, and for that they should be applauded. But I think that there are many concerns here. I hear what you're saying, Ms. Boykin, about representation and diversity within the employees hired within this office. I think, however, in this instance, the importance of having someone who can continue to do the job going forward without dropping the baton in the meantime. If you brought somebody in from outside, I fear that, you know, someone from another city, someone who didn't know the ropes of City Hall, I fear that what would happen is that person would likely be enormously ineffective for at least a year until they really hit the ground, and until they really knew what they were doing. And that's my concern.
Thank you.
Since we are discussing this matter, I understand your point, Dr. Freelander. Oh my God, I've only had one cup of coffee.
I'm
drinking my coke as fast
three.
As I can. So, you know, I think that if Kirby is not hired, it's not like she's gonna be running off and quitting the job, right? She's talking about her passion for ethics, that she's doing well, and maybe that person, maybe we hire somebody else, and maybe that person doesn't work out, and we all realize, oh my gosh, she's the Holy Grail. Really what I'm thinking about, though, is about the process, right? I just think that process needs to be ferreted out. I've worked with high-level executive searches before. And yes, there's some benefit to having someone that's in-house. But just like Carla came in when Carla started this office, someone else can come in and build a rapport. I mean, Kirby has a rapport, but others are able to do that too, and I don't think we should discount that. So, again, you know, I think the committee might have gotten a little misdirected by thinking that I wanted this position, or that I was suggesting that someone else on this commission want the position. That's not it at all. It's really about the process. And regardless of whether those three people represent the community or not, they were community members who came and said something. And that holds value, I think. So I just think before we run off and make a decision on Kirby, we should either continue our interview without any interruptions for asking our questions, or maybe the ad hoc committee needs to go back and do some other rumblings about whatever it is that needs to be ferreted out. I think we should do something besides just offer a conditional acceptance to Kirby. At least at this point.
I might like to say something, but I need Sherry to teach me the rules, and I just say something while I'm in the chair.
Yeah, you just cannot make a motion, but there is a motion and a second already on the floor, but yeah, you can speak.
Mine would just be part of the discussion. Hearing all the passion in the room, one of the things that gave me comfort about the process was when I learned that there was an external search done 5 years ago and multiple candidates were considered and Kirby was selected, and then understanding the years of investment that Carla put into developing Kirby with the expectation that she would be the successor. Obviously, that process would guarantee that Kirby would be the successor, but it seems like if you look at the big picture over time, that process was honored then to do the external search and to find a candidate who would be a good fit for succession. It seems like that was the whole point of getting Kirby in the first place. And it's just been in my mind that brought me some comfort that a process was followed and an external search was conducted, and then all this training and investment into Kirby has been done over time, so like prospectively.
I think that's a really good point, but I think we also have to consider that when that external search was done, we were actually looking for a deputy director, and we had a candidate, even though we did this external search, we had a candidate that actually had experience on the commission and was pretty instrumental, was available. So I think when you make the comparison then for a deputy director, the standards might not be as high as it is for an executive director. Right? So the executive director has a lot more say, they have a lot more interaction with city people, and not to say that Kirby can't interact, but just as Kirby can interact, so could someone new. Right?
I think the only thing I'd say back to that, and then I think Carla, that she wanted to say something, was that, as Joe, this goes back to your point about the minutes, the previous chair who spoke, I thought that some of his comments were around the direction that the commission at that time gave to the office was to succession plan and to find someone. So Carla, you correct me if I'm not remembering correctly, but the mission wasn't just to hire a deputy director, but to hire someone as part of the city's succession plan for the ethics office, and that's how they came to have the deputy director and Kirby. But is that?
Yeah, that's correct. If I got hit by a car, they wanted someone to step in my shoes, and since I have a history going back 20 years, I can tell you the progression is that the office has always been very small. For many years, it was just me part-time, and so we kind of grew very carefully to two people. We're still very small right now. We have been under pressure for the last decade. Every time we move into an area, the office, it's like a positioning, it's like a chess game, and knowing the players, knowing who's friend, who's foe, how do you move things through the council, how do you do all this stuff, it took me at least 10 years to really get my feet on the ground. I feel like Kirby now knows the players, knows the scene, and in a very small office of like two, three executives, that continuity when I leave is like really crucial. And I'm not so sure that the survival of the office, you want to see passion, you want to see something for this ethics office. I've spent my life creating this office. I want to see it succeed. I have done everything I can by sending Kirby up to Harvard. We spoke up there. I've tried to expose her to every single situation that I can think of to prepare her to take over. I doubt if there's anyone in the country that can like step in and do that immediately. Yeah, maybe they could learn like I did by being bashed up against the wall here and there for years and like finally figuring out who's friend, who's foe. But the survival of the office, in my opinion, depends upon this continuity in a small office being with Kirby. And you saw James Young came in, and he was the chair when they said, listen, we need to protect this office. Because if you don't have we don't get too much coming in to the office now after the JEA thing and after the independence of the office. We have created a really strong fortress here. I want to see that continue. And it's really important to me. You saw her grasp of intellectually, legally, of what needs to be done and her passion for that. That's the kind of thing that we need to do. And I mean, we is it a fair process? It is a process that I believe is fair. And you know, I would not want to leave on a process that wasn't fair. I truly would not. And I have talked to Kirby several times about diversity in the office and how we hire in the future and how can we build this. And one of our big, we consider the Ethics Commission part of the family. And one of the things I said is I'm looking at a whole bunch of white males here in the Ethics Commission several years ago. I talked to the sheriff. I talked to everybody that was hiring, you know, for the Ethics Commission. I said, we've got to have diversity. And you see, we have diversity in the commission. In fact, I think the white males are kind of in the minority now. But anyhow, you know my feeling about it. You know my passion. And I think it's a fair process. I think we could ask like 100 more questions. You see the character of the person. You see how intelligent they are. You see how they get, like, could there be another 50 questions? Yeah. You know, but at some point, you have to, like, make a decision and move forward. And I would not recommend something to you that I didn't think was a fair process and something that hasn't been worked on by this commission for the last 5 years. I'm talking to all the chairs and working to spend city money to train Kirby in every possible thing I could train her on and get her board certified as an ethics professional, which reminds me, do you mind if I, I'm not going to say anything else because you know how I feel about this, but this is from Carlton. He sent this message. He's unable to join the meeting at the last minute, but he said, dear fellow commission members, please forgive my unexpected absence from our important meeting today. As you know, I rarely miss meetings of this August, and regret that I had to do so today. If you would indulge me the opportunity to express my thoughts on the internal applicant to succeed Ms. Miller as Executive Director of the Ethics Office. Ms. Oberdorfer's writing samples have been presented for everyone to review and upon which we can each form our own opinions. We have also had the opportunity to observe Ms. Oberdorfer provide our commission with guidance on more than one occasion. While my impressions of both Ms. Oberdorfer's writing samples and her job performance are favorable, there is one item that I want to make sure is not overlooked in this process. Her certification as a leadership professional in ethics and compliance from the ECI Ethics and Compliance Initiative is a designation that sets her apart as an expert in the field of ethics and compliance. The training and the test provides those who are certified with the thought process necessary to address complex ethical situations of the ilk that we have seen arise in our fair city. We have seen this training come into play several times over the past couple of years as Ms. Oberdorfer helped steer us towards the appropriate conclusion of situations this commission faced. When coupled with the level of her performance in other areas, it's my belief that Ms. Oberdorfer's ethics certification makes her the ideal candidate to serve as the next executive director of the Ethics Commission's office. Thank you for indulging me by listening to these thoughts. She is certified in this area. She has the passion to do it, and I would urge this commission to just move on the motion that's in front of you.
Since we're still in discussion, I think succession planning is great. You know, every company does it. Law firms do it. You know, pharmacies do it. Everybody does it. You know, but just because you prepare for succession planning doesn't necessarily mean you get to pick the person. And, you know, we talk about, you heard Carl talk about the strong fortress here. I agree, it is a very strong fortress that we have here. But give this some thought. If Carla's been here for 20 plus years, you're saying at this point, and she's choosing the next person, I guarantee you in 5 years or whenever it is that Kirby needs to do succession planning, she'll be choosing the next person. So we now have a very insular system in this very small fortress that never changes.
So I'm just here to say, hey, here's the flashing light. Let's not get pigeonholed into the corner, because this is not about anybody. It's about the process. It's not about a legacy. We all want to see the Ethics Commission, all the Ethics Department do well. And yes, the Ethics Commission is diverse, but this is not about the Ethics Commission. This is about the Ethics Office. And so, you know, in 15, 20 years, I mean, Kirby's already talking about hiring Andrea. She's not a lawyer. And then bringing in another lawyer as a understudy. Things need to be fleshed out a little bit more.
May I, Madam Chair, I think that's an important thing to do, and I forgot to mention that, because since we never have had a succession, and it's only been one person in the office, this is the first time. It's like a case of first impression here of replacing me. And I think probably this is sort of a unique time period to pass it to someone that will be here for hopefully another 15, 20 years. It's sort of unique. But I don't think that it would be bad for it would be a development of the commission to actually get procedures for succession, for hiring people. I mean, what does that look like? How do we do it now that we're actually getting big enough to have more people? I mean, we never had to consider that because we never had any budget for it. But now that we are, I think that it's good for the Internal Ops Committee or, you know, for some discussion to be done, like when you hire people, who does what? Because we've always had a member of the commission sit in on our hiring. We've always done that for every position. I believe Andrea, who was it?
Yeah.
Joe?
Yeah.
Every interview.
And we always kind of like work hand in hand, but it's always been ad hoc, you know, so we've never really had a procedure. So I think having a procedure moving forward is a good idea, and to say fairness looks like this into the future. It's just that we're sort of like the first succession, and I want to make sure that that's successful, and then you put in other procedures, I think would be a good idea for the commission.
You know, my only point is, if Kirby walks out of here tomorrow and gets hit by a bus, we're still in the same position. We have nobody who can do it. So, you know, I don't want this commission to get swayed by, this is the first time. I mean, you're irreplaceable, right? No one can replace you.
Kirby could. I thought she did better than I could have done in that interview. I tell you what, she's board certified, I'm not. Her opinions to the State Ethics Commission are A+. You know, so I actually think, yeah, she can fill my shoes and she can do better than me. In some respects, she can do better than me. And I was proud, because it's like when you have kids go off to college and you say, oh, look, you know, I worked on them and you know, I helped and I tried to develop and they did a good job. You know, so I, you know, I said I wasn't to say anything else. I mean, sorry, I can't help it. You know, it is my life that I have put into this program, my life that I put in to make sure I had a successor that could stand up to the pressure of this office and the people and the nuances of who's going to help us and who isn't. She can stand up to that. And I saw her today stand up under that pressure. I said, she can do it. She can, I can leave. You know, so anyhow, don't say anything else, you know how I feel.
Well, the plan is for you to come back, though, right, as a consultant? The plan is for you to come back as a consultant, right?
If needed. Yeah.
This is eroding every time we ask the question.
Yeah, and she's second guessing.
May I call the question?
Oh,
you may. I was just going to go around and see if anybody wanted to add anything, but
you have to build on it.
Somebody has to second that?
Yeah.
Second.
I don't understand what's going on, I'm sorry.
So she called the question and then the second, and then you have to vote on the call and the question.
And her...
And in discussion.
Yes, and her motion was
make
a conditional offer of employment to Kirby.
Right.
So this is a vote on the call and the question?
Yes.
Right. And is there in the voting to call the question, something is tickling my mind that it's more than 50%? Is there, or is it just like 50-50?
No, just majority.
Okay, majority. So it's been moved and seconded that we call the question, stop discussion. All those in favor, say aye.
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 That sounds like three. Raise your hand if you said aye. Yeah, I thought it was three.
I didn't say aye because I actually have a question.
Yeah, everybody has spoken.
But I can't ask a question now, so that's all right.
So just three, two.
So you wanna call the names?
Yeah, let's go ahead. Eric voted in favor. Mary voted in favor.
Darcy.
Me, Darcy voted in favor.
That's it.
Latonya, did you wanna vote? Not yet.
No, not yet.
Okay, so then, is everyone else opposed? Joe?
Nay.
JJ?
Nay. Nay.
Latonya?
Nay.
Okay, so I'm gonna vote also nay for more discussion.
Okay, so it failed.
So that failed, so we're gonna have more discussion.
Correct.
Okay, more discussion.
Are we discussing a motion?
The motion, yeah, no, we're discussing your motion to, your vote, what, your motion was to conditionally appoint Kirby Oberdorfer to the director position, pending the, reference and social media check. So that motion is still on the table, but the vote was for more discussion.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
No, we were just voting,
calling the question, and we voted not to call the question.
In closure.
Right.
I was confused.
Call the question means end the discussion.
Okay.
Yes, when someone says call the question, they mean end the discussion and they're ready to vote.
I do.
But that failed. So the discussion continues.
The discussion continues. So we haven't heard from.
Robert Ruth.
Yeah.
And here's where I got kinda confused, because this is the first time that I've heard conditional offer. I had not heard that before. And the question that I asked Ms. Moser from the beginning was, once we are done with this process, what else needs to be done before we can make a decision? And she gave me her, the two things that they would need to do. And then we got to the point of making a motion, and I heard this conditional offer come up. And that kinda, just kinda threw me a little bit, because I had not heard that before.
I can speak to that a little bit.
I mean, I know what it is, but I'm just wondering how we get to that more.
I think if I'm remembering correctly, and everyone can correct me if I'm wrong, that Mary Bland was asking some questions about what could happen next, and kind of pointed out, are we at a stalemate because there needs to be a reference check or a, social media check, and then came up with the suggestion that we could conditionally offer the position pending the results of the background check, not the background check, I guess it's a reference check and the social media check, and if those things came back positive, then Kirby would be offered the position. That's my understanding of the motion.
To fill in, Mayor?
Yeah, please.
To fill in the context of that suggestion, I was just offered that by who will be my soon-to-be new employer, and so I got a conditional offer, right, an offer that says as long as our HR department clears your references, then you have the job. And so that was just, that idea was fresh in my head because a week ago I had just read that.
Was it your motion? I apologize.
Well, I know what it is. I've had conditional offers as well. I know what it is. My point is, and I'm not saying that it's wrong to do that. I'm just saying it kind of threw me because I hadn't heard that we were going to consider doing that before now.
You can make the decision not to if you choose to. But the motion on the floor is to conditionally offer the position at Kirby, based on the things that we stated. And then based on the discussion of calling the question, we are still discussing. And we haven't heard from everybody. So we voted to continue the discussion, so people have nothing to say.
I just want to provide the opportunity if nobody else has anything to say.
Yeah, usually everyone would say something like Latonya or Darcy. We haven't heard from either of you guys on it.
So. Yeah, I think Kirby is the person for the job. I think the certification is certainly something that we should consider. I think the fact that she has been doing this for the past 5 years, I've watched her. In fact, I've read some of the things that she's done before I even came onto the commission, and I've always been impressed. I think it's very hard to stand up to some of the people in the city. I think she's up to the task. I think she can do it. And I, you know, my vote is to offer her the job.
Latonya, do you want to add any comments?
Yes. My thought is that with the ending of the questions for the interview, it felt that there were more questions that needed to be asked or that commissioners had wanted to ask of Kirby, and I'm concerned that if we go ahead and pass this motion and that we don't even allow for the opening up of other outside candidates to at least come back to flesh out any more questions than any other commissioners may have. That's my thought.
Thank you.
Well, maybe Mary Lou, since you made the motion, since you brought up the conditional offer, why would you do that? Like, I'm not saying it's a bad thing to do, but what would make you decide to make a conditional offer today and as opposed to waiting until Human Resources comes back with all of their, and I'm not thinking they will sign anything, I'm just wondering what would make us do that tonight?
Well, I think a conditional offer gives us a step in the right direction. We should hire her. I think there's almost no chance that the formality that's being discussed here will reveal anything that's a problem. On the other hand, it does, and that's why it's a conditional offer. In the meantime, we can set our direction. And as I said at the previous meeting, I'm convinced by her qualifications and her experience. And by the intentionality of our institutional process that preceded pretty much everyone in this room, Carla. It's the proper way to achieve to hire the next executive director, and that we then use that as this framework for the building of the office, including maybe eventually if there's a need for another deputy director who would be selected by an external process, almost by definition. So that's those are the main thoughts. I'm prepared to vote today regardless, as I came in here expecting to do, but with the new information from our employee services expert, I certainly yield to that information.
Just a point that it's really hard to get this group all together. And so if Kirby's background check, and I'm sure she's got at least 20 people she can have write letters or be background references for her. I don't think I've seen her on social media doing anything crazy. But if they do the review and they say thumbs up, then it goes automatically. If they say thumbs down, then we have to start from scratch again. But we don't have to get the whole group here together again. It is very difficult. It took like Sandy days and days and trying to get a time. And so you'd be coming back for Diane to say, yeah, we didn't find anything. Okay, now, do you know what I mean? So it adds an extra step that that's why I think Mary Lynn just cut to the chase. It's like, do you want to hire her subject to something bad coming back, which I can't imagine. But if it did, then you start from scratch again.
But the flip side of that is we could potentially come back for the next meeting and you could not be the executive director and Kirby could.
Oh, how so?
No.
Will the...
Effective day, I would imagine, after I resign. You're not going to replace me tomorrow. No, it would be effective October 1st.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I thought it was effective October 1st.
What did I say?
I thought your last day was September 30th, position would be effective October 1st. But to your point, it wasn't overtly stated in the motion that it would be upon Carla's.
My resignation date was September 30th, so someone could take over October 1st. So.
I think that part of it is is almost not a part of this, right? I mean, Kirby's been working in the ethics department for the last 5 years, and on top of that, if this isn't really a background check and it's just a voluntary reference check, everybody can pass that, right? Because you can just offer the good references. So if we're just being candid about it, this motion is the motion to hire her. So I just don't want to get stuck on the conditional aspect of it, because I don't think, when you're not doing it as a background check and it's just a voluntary reference check, she's going to pass it. I might swallow those words if someone finds it in Instagram or something. But I doubt it.
Do we need to make a friendly motion to amend the motion on the table to say that she's not going to take office until October 1st? Is that necessary?
I think it is good too. I think I just said, is that okay? Over to a board, a friendly amendment to include the date October 1st for the conditional hire of Kirby in your motion, if that okay with you, Marilyn?
No objection. I agree.
And on the issue, she's got
yep,
the right
on
the board. Is that all we need
to do? That's all you need to do, yes.
She accepted the friendly amendment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So now you don't need a vote on the amendment?
No.
Friendly?
It's much better than a hush
button. As opposed to motion to amend to reverse the motion.
No objection. He accepted it by not objecting. So that's all that needs to happen.
Okay. So we still have the motion on the floor. Let's see if there's any additional discussion. I can't look at you, beautiful Latonya, but do you have anything you want to add to the discussion?
No more discussion for myself, thank you.
No more discussion. And Latonya, you can't see, but you probably heard reference that there is nobody from the general public in the room at all, so you can't ask for any public comments. So there's no more discussion. We have a motion on the floor. Do we have to call the question?
No, just all in favor.
Sure, then. Okay.
You don't have to ask for the vote.
Okay, so restating the motion, conditionally hire Kirby Obidofer as the director of the Office of Ethics and Compliance as of October 1st, pending a positive reference and social media check. That's the motion. All those in, should we do voice vote? Okay. All those in favor will vote.
You have to do voice vote.
Yeah, because otherwise it doesn't count.
We'll use our
voice. So thoughts. I meant like by name instead of all saying aye.
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 Aye. Latonya?
Aye.
Aye.
Nay.
Okay. That motion passed with one nay and no extension. Seven in favor because we don't have all. Oh, thank you all for your spirited and interesting discussion. New business. There isn't any new business written on the agenda, and I only want to plant a seed that for our internal operating committee, I think that now we've had two meetings in a row where people are attending by phone, and I wonder if there's merit in asking internal operations to come up with a rule or a process for us for that, or if we're just happy with voting like we have been. Because my thought was you might want to get an opinion about what is extraordinary circumstances. It goes in the law that I saw extraordinary circumstances, comma, such as an illness, and it doesn't give us any more direction than that.
Sort of like the flexibility.
You like the flexibility?
I would agree. The flexibility, I think, is key. Why hem ourselves in? It seemed that it was sort of a reasonable thing to do for the people who's trying to invest in it.
I'd like to just add to that, because we don't have regularly scheduled meetings, like I can count this month, next month, all the way through, I think it's especially important to be flexible. I think we all have had, honest conflicts come up. I know this commission was highly flexible when I had to attend month after month while my husband was in his last illness. And I just think because of the way we operate and we're small enough and know each other well enough, that I think we can trust each other's judgment on that.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, also because we don't have regularly scheduled meetings, it's very difficult for people to always know, you know, their availability. And obviously, with Tanya made a good big effort.
No, she spent hours of her vacation on the phone
last time.
Well, I will just let that idea die on the vine. Oh, except Carla's making eyes at me. But yeah, I'll just let it die on the vine.
I just have to say that we might want a briefing at our next meeting from OGC, because it can't just be we're nice and we want to do it for people's convenience. It meets a legal standard of extraordinary circumstances, and the AG has opinions on that. So if we say, well, we want to be really nice, we trust each other because we're small, we may not be meeting that legal standard, and we could be criticized for that. So I think maybe for the next meeting, Cherry can brief us on what is the legal standard and how much flexibility do we have under the law.
Yeah, I can do that, but it's really going to be up to the board. When they vote, they can vote whether or not something meets the extraordinary circumstances. You know, they make that decision, but I'll definitely can do a briefing. And I did. I spoke with my colleagues in the office and OGC as well. That once I give you the opinion on okay, what is extraordinary circumstances, then you have to make a decision. Like illness, for example, then if it does not meet like illness or I don't know out of town, then ultimately it is, you've done that already twice. You make the decision. You have to vote on it. The ultimate decision lies with you as a commission, whether you're going to allow your colleague to appear by telephone or not. But I'll definitely, Carla, do a.
Yeah.
I can do a.
Make sure we're okay.
Yeah.
Legally.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, I kind of agree with what Mary said though, because we don't have a set schedule, so.
Right.
I mean, it could be extraordinary that I planned my vacation a year ago and you guys decided to have a meeting when I was on vacation.
Correct.
Although the rules might not say extraordinary is being on vacation. I just...
I got to tell you, I don't need any more on this. We need no more briefing. We're good.
Right.
Okay.
I will do that.
Thank you. Public comments. Any announcements anybody wants to make? Congratulations on your new position.
Yes,
thank you.
And that leads to an announcement, which is that this is going to be my last meeting on the Ethics Commission. My new employer for ethics and compliance reasons has asked me to resign, and so I will do that. So unless something comes up where the complaints committee meets or the commission meets on some emergency basis, then this will be my last meeting.
Where are you going?
I will be assistant general counsel at the Northern Trust Company, which is a bank headquartered out of Chicago.
Oh, you're going to Chicago?
No, I'm going to be 100% remote.
Oh, wow.
Which will be an interesting challenge and benefit.
Congratulations.
But thank you. But they don't want to have to worry about bidding on stuff and whether this creates conflicts and what Chapter 112.
That's
when I brought up Chapter 112 and they were like, we don't know what that is.
Fair.
We don't want to learn what that is. And so that's not really what they said. So anyway, so this will likely be my last meeting. My resignation will be as of June 28th, so I'll be a member for the next 3 weeks, but we probably will not meet.
Well, who is your appointee, the chief judge?
Chief judge.
Okay.
And we've already given you certificates and
I know.
Different accolades.
No more certificates needed.
I can say in my history of since 1997 of being on the commission myself, Joe is at the top of the list of being one of the most invaluable contributors to the Ethics Commission. You've gotten us through so many hard times and just so quickly grasp the issue and then move us to a great conclusion. And I just miss you terribly, and I want to applaud you for your service.
Thank you all. I appreciate it. I've really enjoyed working with you all. And please stay in touch. You should all have my information. And if not, you can get it from me or whoever. And actually, in 3 weeks, you can just call me if you want.
And I can talk
to you about anything you want, including business before the commission.
It's my only pleasure.
So it's been a pleasure, really, to work with all of you. Seriously, everybody.
Yeah, you're a wonderful to learn from. And I'm sad that I can keep learning from you. You can come in. Parliamentary procedure rules at me from the back of the room.
I will not do that.
Okay, I'll take a parting photo if you can kind of like get with Joe. I'll take
the
one.
Let's make sure that the phone is in the background somewhere so you're included in the picture.
Wonderful. Okay.
Oh, yeah, let's put the phone.
Get the phone.
The phone in the picture?
I have her in the picture. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, you're
a baby in fact.
Chamber.
Nothing.
All right. Then I'll put the end.
Thank you.